Something my family has been going through, a trial that God has given us to deal with, and I know there is something that will that God has something that He wants to come out of it. I'm going to use my family partially as a illustration to an extent. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 4. Starting in verse 15. All right. I'm going to change that. Sorry. 1 Timothy 4:10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. I'm going to preach mainly tonight about why we suffer. We suffer because God saved us. When we suffer, we should be suffering for God, for doing what He has done. For what we do for Him. Now I'm going to tell you why we suffer for our God as Christians. We serve the living God. When we serve God, we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, and what God has commanded us to do, and that is to witness and tell people about God. And if you suffer for God, is when you are witnessing to someone. I have been called a Bible thumper. I've been called a goody two shoes for what I believe, and it's not. I would almost wouldn't even call it suffering. Because Paul talks about everything he had gone through, that he had been stoned, beaten multiple times by sticks. And now I know people have left churches merely because they've got offended. And they stopped believing in God altogether because they got offended. And Paul stuck with it even though he had been beaten, stoned, shipwrecked countless times, and gone through all of that. If you turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. There's different ways we can suffer. And the Bible, and the verse I'm going to read is going to be one of the ways we should not suffer as a Christian. We should not suffer in any one of these ones that I'm going to read. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. You can get sentenced for murder. That would be suffering for what you have done. When you suffer for God, you are going to be getting more or less the consequences of doing that. You are going to be teased. You're going to be poked for doing that. In 1 Peter 3:17... For it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for well doing than evil doing. We should only ever suffer as a Christian for doing what is right and not for what is wrong, such as a murderer or as a thief. We should not suffer as that as a Christian. We should only suffer for doing what is right. And if we in 1 Peter 4:17, it says, for the time. 4:16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. We shouldn't be ashamed if we suffer for doing what is right, and witnessing or not drinking or smoking or doing things because we know those are right, not right to do. As we go through these, as we suffer or do or go through the trials, God doesn't just let us, or doesn't say, all right, I'm going to put you through this, and here you go, have at it. He, in 1 Corinthians 10:13, therefore, no temptation is given to you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to an escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, there is going to be temptation as you're going through any sort of struggle. There's been countless times where my dad and my mom have had, could have, just stopped trusting in God altogether. They're like, you know what, we've had been told that this kind of chemo is not working, or this isn't working. God has not given us this because we might not be able to bear it. He gave it to us because he knew we would either be able, we'd be able to bear it. Not only did he will he only give you something that you can bear, but he also gives away an escape to so that you can bear it. And 1 Peter 3:14. But and if ye suffer for righteous sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. If we suffer when we're doing right, we should not be afraid of what others may say, and we should not be troubled about it. We should not be afraid of what other people are going to say, because we're doing what God has told us to do in that, in witnessing, which is what we would probably would suffer for. It's for witnessing or doing any of that. And he is going to help us through this. So we don't have to be worried about the situation or whether or not we can handle it, because God says so. And 1 Peter, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. God knows us who are saved, and he will help us. He is our stronghold, and he will help us get through what we're going through. And in the day of trouble, he is our stronghold, and he will help us through situations and different things. And he will also supply our needs in those situations. In Philippians 4:19. But my God will supply you all your needs according to the riches to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. There's been times where my mom and my dad didn't know whether or not they were going to have enough money to pay that this month's mortgage or the electric bill or something like that. But even because of my dad's salary cut and his long-term disability. But God has provided every time, no matter what. In every situation, he's made sure that we had a vehicle to get to the next doctor appointment if we needed to. He's helped provide money to pay for the mortgage or this. I don't know how many times that God has blessed us. My mom has a book, I believe, that she has kept track of every blessing. As far back as she started, she has kept up records of every blessing God has given her every day. He's taking care. He will take care of you, no matter what you go through. And we glorify God because if you're a Christian, you love God, and you want to serve him. And we're not going to suffer long in anything we do down here. It won't be long. Because when we are after earth, we will receive a reward for what we have done down here. In Romans 8, 17, or yeah, Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we glorify with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that if the sufferings of the present time are not to be compared with the glory we shall be revealed in heaven, revealed in us. And also in 2 Timothy 2:15 and 2:12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. We will, and that is also referring to the millennial kingdom, where we will reign with him. That's what we get for when we suffer by doing God's will. And it doesn't matter whatever we endure down here. I mean, the average man lives 70 years. Between the time you're married and you probably will actually start, or by the time you are saved and are starting to witnessing, you probably will be at about maybe 55, maybe 60 years, where you might be teased or suffer for Christ. But that's nothing compared to what we will for eternity in heaven and the joy we will have being up there with Christ. 1 Peter 5:16. Okay. A second. That is not a verse. Okay, I do not have the right reference written down. But after a little suffering, he will call us to be... Huh? That's it. I miswrote that again. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Jesus Christ, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect and establish, strengthen, settle you. For a little while down here on earth, we will suffer as Christians, suffer for doing what we are supposed to and what God has commanded us in the Bible. But soon he will call us to heaven, and we will be rewarded for what we have done. That is my message. I hope you all be able to have something out of that you may know. But I want you to all know, no matter what trial, whatever God has given you to go through, he has a reason for it. He has everything planned out to a T. I know when Grandpa Decker was in the hospital, not long before he passed away, that he was able, multiple nurses from his witnessing got saved. And other people were affected by his testimony. And I know hundreds of people have been affected by my dad's testimony, and that we are still believing in God, and that we are still trying to live for him. And God will always take care of you, no matter what you go through. And so we are going to start an invitation. If everyone please stand up.